Every one of God's commands must be carried out. The program of God must be carried through. God said, "Let there be light." God gave another command that must be carried out. He said, "Let the waters that were upon the face of the earth be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." God was commanding, and he says, let the waters gather themselves together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And back the waters rolled at God's command. Then angelic hosts listened while God gave another great edict. And we're here on the face of the earth today because God said, "Let us make man in our own image." Image of God created them. Placed them in a garden in the east of Eden. And he walked with them. And he talked with them. Went on of wonderful conversation between God and men, the temples he had built to inhabit, to chum with, to walk with, to companion with. And then came the trail of the serpent and the entrance of sin and the choice of those hearts for self and their own way instead of for God and his way. And out of the garden they went. And then in the gray course of time, God sent his only begotten son, a man. And lonely and starving after 40 days, he went out into the wilderness. And he again ran across the surface. And into his close life at that hour came the serpent. To tempt him as he had tempted Adam. But he runs up against one who is greater than he. And after the temptation, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the seed of a woman, a man with a body like Adam's, is victor over Satan. And he sends out his disciples that they might cast out demons. And break up the powers of hell in the name of Jesus Christ, and they go out to do it. And then he goes out to Gethsemane, and again Satan meets him and says to him, "Why don't you say, 'My will be done'?" But again he throws himself on his face and cries, thy will be done." And then Satan comes again with the temptation, "Why don't you escape the cross? Why shed your blood? Why go on with this terrible ordeal of bearing them sins who turned you down, who never in the world cared for you? Why should you die for them? And again he cries out to God, thy will, not mine, be done. And again comes the temptation to this last Adam, this creation of God, this son of God and the son of a woman. And again he throws himself on his face and cries to heaven, thy will be done. And the drops of blood leave his brow and sprinkle the soil of earth. And the victory's over. It's won. Jesus Christ has defeated the devil and the powers of temptation. And he rises to go out to Calvary and shed his blood. And then God raises him from the dead. And out there on the side of the Mount of Olives, this resurrected, wonderful last Adam with a deathless body, victor over sin and over the devil and over death, stands there, this matchless victor, in the presence of his disciples and says to them, now the victory's accomplished. I've shed my blood for men. I've defeated the devil. I have the keys of hell and of death. I've victor over death. Go out and tell the world. Go give them the news. Take it to Africa. Take it to South America. Take it to Mexico, to Central America, to America, to Canada. Take it to China. Take it to Indochina, Siam, Annam. Go down to Borneo, around through the islands of the sea. Wherever you find men, go. And I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you all the days, even unto the end of the age. And when you've gone to the last tribe and tongue, I, with this resurrected body, with my power, will come again. I'll come again and reign. Go and tell the world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And this command must be obeyed.
I say in the garden with him.
Lamb, shall I blush? Shall I blush to own his cause or fear to speak his name? Are others to be martyrs and you not have a martyr spirit today? Shall we be the lollipop men of a lollipop age? Or shall we carry this gospel? Shall I pick up my cross and go forward today? Shall we join the ranks of the host who have given all to Christ and gone out to the ends of the earth to tell this story? Shall your money go into it? Shall your prayers go into it? Shall your life go into it? Or was it just other men that were led out and burned at the stake, that were led out and thrown to the lion, that were fastened to the horns of bulls, that were held up by their thumbs, that were sawed asunder, that were cast out from among men? Oh, may God bring the martyr spirit back into the hearts of Christians this morning and send us out as a martial host to walk with him. Am I a soldier of the cross? Then I'll go with him.
Am I a soldier of the cross?
Some of the men who were exiled to Siberia for Christ's sake had their clothes taken from them. A sentry was put on the shores of the great frozen lake, and 40 men walked out onto the ice. They were told, as their bodies were sent out onto the ice naked, that if they wanted their clothes, wanted to recant and turn away from Christ and repudiate Christianity, they could have their clothes. And so the little sentry hut was put there on the shore, and this sentry walked up and down by the great fire, himself not a Christian, and he thought he heard the heavenly hymns above in the sky. And then finally there came onto the air, he thought, the voices singing, 40 martyrs, 40 crowns. And soon he saw a light in the heavens, and the chorus sang, 39 martyrs, 39 crowns, 38 martyrs, 38 crowns, 37 martyrs, 37 crowns. And it came on down to 10, and it came on down to 5, and the night wore on. Bitter cold, they were freezing out there on the lake. They had passed up to receive their crowns. And finally, it had come down to just one martyr left. And one crown, one martyr, one crown. But where was he? The chorus kept singing it. And finally, this sentry looked behind him, and here, crouching by the fire, was one who had recanted, who had given up, and said to the sentry, clutching his clothes, "Oh, give me back my clothes. I give up this Christ." And the sentry ripped off his own clothes and put his own warm clothes upon him, and with his own naked body, he walked out onto the lake. And a little later in the night, before the dawn arose, the angels were singing. Again, one martyr, one crown, and then they quit that as he died and took his crown and ended with the chorus, 40 martyrs, 40 crowns. Shall I blush to speak his name? Oh, go out to tell the story today and live for him.
Thank you.